This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And so then he says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. He says, and above and beyond all of that, we elevated your mention for you. This to me is actually a continuation. It's almost impossible to look at this ayah. I mean, in isolation you can understand this ayah. But in continuation from the previous surah, you understand this ayah better. Literally it says, we raised your mention for you. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even there's a narration about it that's so beautiful from Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. I'll read that to you first. Atani Jibrilu alayhi salam. The angel Jibril came to me, the Prophet says. فَقَالَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَقُولُ. Your master says to you. This is a hadith Qudsi. So Allah speaks to the Prophet through Jibril alayhi salam and asks him a question. أَتَدْرِي كَيْفَ رَفَعْتُ ذِكْرَكَ. Do you know how I elevated your mention? Because he says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. For your sake, I have elevated your mention. How have you elevated his mention? And so the messenger responded, Allahu ta'ala a'lam. Allah knows. I don't know. And so he said, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When I am mentioned, you are mentioned with me. When somebody says, La ilaha illallah, they say what? Muhammadur Rasulullah. Every time the adhan is given, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, immediately next to it is, Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? So the name of Allah's, the name of Allah that is raised every time the adhan, the voice of the adhan is raised, along with it is the raise of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The salawat upon the messenger became part of our prayer. Every time somebody remembers Allah, along with it, they remember the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and thus the highest mention, which is the mention of Allah, now became connected with the mention of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the remarkable thing about this ayah is that it's also mentioned in the past tense. Rafa'na, we already elevated your mention for you. So some have interpreted this to mean, look at how the ummah will expand. Look at how there will never be a moment on the planet where adhan is not being given. You know, there's not a second that goes by, there's somewhere adhan is not happening. And every time the adhan is happening, our messenger's mention is being raised. Subhanallah. And then what more can it be raised when Allah Himself says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Allah Himself and the angels send salawat upon the messenger. What more, what higher ranking of dhikr can there be that Allah Himself does dhikr of His name? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what he mentions in the Quran. And he gets all of the legions of angels to do it. And as many as there are human beings, there are far more angels. For every one of us, there's at least a couple. You know? And actually, I would argue groups of them. Because hafadha, for each one of us, there are groups of angels that protect. You know? And all of them have been commanded to send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah elevated his mention and elevated his mention and elevated his mention. On a side note, even though I haven't connected it to the previous surah yet, understand what that means for us. That means no matter what cartoons they make, no matter what fun they poke at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no matter what kinds of films they make, no matter what kinds of filthy jokes they make about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's as useless as spitting at the sun. The spit only comes back on your own face. This is too high for you. You can't touch it. You can't touch the status of this messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this was said at a time where Muslims were not in power. This is early revelation. People are calling him insane. They're calling him a liar. They're calling him a magician. They're calling him all kinds of things. And they're hurling insults at him. He's one of the most insulted human beings in society. That's who he is. And yet Allah has elevated his mention. What we're learning now is when people humiliate you, so long as you can say that you're mentioned with Allah, you're in good company with Allah, then people's humiliation won't matter. Then that's all that matters is Allah has elevated your status. And that's something that has to be earned. You know, we're nowhere near, we're never going to be anywhere near what the Messenger of Allah is, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I'll tell you something. What elevates the rank of a believer before Allah? You know, what elevates the rank of a believer is things that bring a believer closer to Allah. Tawbah brings a believer closer to Allah. It elevates his rank. The word of Allah elevates a believer. نَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتِ. Allah will raise the ranks of those who have faith among you and those who've been given knowledge in ranks. He'll raise you, He'll raise you, He'll raise you. Your connection with Allah's word, your bond with Allah's word, your repentance to Allah, your admission of sins before Allah, these are things that are going to raise you. And the more you are raised, Allah says, رَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Maybe everybody speaks ill of you in this world, but the angels speak good of you. Allah speaks highly of you, you know. I'm reminded of that famous hadith because we're in this gathering and may Allah accept this gathering from us. You know, there's, you know, ma min baytin min buyutillah. There's not a home among the homes of Allah in which people gather, يَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ. You know, they're reading the book of Allah and they're trying to understand it together. You know? And then that hadith ends with, وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. Those, that group of people, never does a gathering of people get together trying to remember the book of Allah and trying to understand it better in one of the houses of Allah, except Allah talks about them in the company that He has. Meaning in the highest of the angels, Allah is talking about us. That's the honor Allah Azza wa Jal gives us. The Qur'an Allah gave to the heart of the Prophet ﷺ, and by means of that, Allah raised his rank. And now by extension, when we enter the Qur'an into our hearts, our statuses get raised. We get elevated. You know, this gift that was given to Rasulullah ﷺ is a gift that permeates through him to the rest of us. And so may Allah Azza wa Jal raise our ranks in those that are close to him. So this is what رَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Of course, the other meanings that have been extrapolated from this is on the day of resurrection. Meaning Allah has given, elevated His mention, even on the day of judgment, where nobody gets to speak and He will get to speak. Where He will have the ranking. And He'll actually get to mention things to Allah that nobody has the right to mention to Allah. Only He gets to negotiate on behalf of His ummah. You know, every other people will go to their prophet and say, Ibrahim, you're Allah's friend, can you help us out here? And he says, no, I can't. You need to go ask somebody else. And they keep going from one to the other, one prophet to the other, you know. And until the Rasulullah, he says, Ana laha, I was made for this. Yes, I'm the one who will speak on your behalf, you know. And so, now we get to this next portion of the surah. It's a brief surah, but this next portion is about hope. He tells his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Beautiful ayat. Therefore, there is no doubt about it that great ease or ease will come along with difficulty. No doubt ease will come along with difficulty. Twice. And the sequence of this ayah, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا, actually suggests, it's actually unusual, it even perplexed some mufassirun, because you have, like in Surah At-Talaq, سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرٍ يُسْرًا. Allah will make ease after difficulty. The word used is after. You know, after you go through a hard time, Allah will make things easier. Easy to understand. Here Allah said, with difficulty, there certainly is. مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. What that's done is, we're now understanding that if we want to have ease in this life, then Allah Azza wa Jal will put us through some kind of trial. It is only through that trial that you will get to ease. Ease is not the state of life in this world. This is a reinforcement of لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِي. Human being, were created in labor, in toil. The difficulty that you're going through is the only way you're going to taste the sweetness of ease. It could also mean here that this life, the difficulties of this life, you have to go through to experience the ease that's coming in the next life. It could mean that yusra here is about the akhirah, is about what's coming at the very end. It could also mean from the previous surah, وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. The ula is usr and the akhirah is yusr. Your mission is going to become easy, but before it does, there's going to be a lot of difficulty that comes with it. You're going to be happy at the end though. Like the messenger is being prepared, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentally, and he's being prepared emotionally, that your challenges are going to get tougher, and they will get tougher, but always remember this, with every single challenge, Allah will open a door. With every single difficulty, Allah will bring some kind of ease. It'll come along with it. Allah doesn't just send difficulty, He sends difficulty with ease together. It's like a two-item package that's delivered. مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. So powerful and so beautiful, that when you and I are going through a difficulty, we know for a fact there's an ease associated with it. It's not eventually it'll come. It's already come with it. It's just, you know, you're going through the pipeline right now and it's gonna hit you. It's gonna come. The word usr in its original meaning actually means that something stuck in the stomach, like constipation or food poisoning and things like that. Somebody in extreme pain inside the stomach. They used to use it for a camel, a she-camel that's young, but it won't deliver a child. Like it's having a hard time delivering the child, or it can't even get pregnant even though it doesn't have a problem getting pregnant. It's not too old to have a child. When there's an internal, deep internal problem, that's actually called usr. And by the way, the opposite, something moving smoothly and passing smoothly, that's actually the origin of the word yusr. So something being stuck is usr, and something moving along is yusr. And this is a very picturesque way of describing difficulty and ease. Difficulty for all of us, in one way or the other, is when we're stuck in a situation, where we don't feel there's a way out of that situation, where we feel trapped by a situation. We just feel like, can this just be over? Can I just get out of this somehow? Can things move along? When you're in that kind of a state, it could be sickness, it could be a lawsuit, it could be whatever. It could be a conflict, you know. Whatever it may be, it's you feel like you're stuck. And then when ease comes, it means things have moved along. You can actually get out of that situation. And that has passed, and now you can go into ease. And so movement and passing is ease, and stopping and stagnation is difficulty. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at some points in his mission is going to feel, nobody's accepting Islam. Things are only getting more and more difficult. The circle of hatred around me is expanding, and the chokehold is getting tighter and tighter and tighter. I'm stuck. And then Allah will make a way out. And that's going to be hijrah. That's the yusr. So, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah is telling the Prophet ﷺ, now this is the part I'd like you to remember. Just like you were devastated, Qur'an wasn't coming. And this became the fourth item. There were three items before. What were the three items? I remind you. You used to be an orphan, you got taken care of. You were seeking and Allah gave you the beginnings of revelation. And then you were bankrupt and Allah made you independent. And now the fourth one, you were devastated that revelation wasn't coming and it came to relieve you. Now know, from here on, there will be other difficulties. Now that He's given four instead of three, now there's four case studies. Now that He's given you these eases each time, know for a fact now that with every challenge, every difficulty, along with it, an ease, a way out, an escape will be there. Accept that. And Allah says that twice to him, as if to say this is going to happen over and over again. Also, when you give somebody comfort, you shouldn't look at this too technically. Like, what's the balaghi secret behind saying, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى. This is natural speech. In a natural speech, when you're trying to comfort somebody and you say, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay. Why do you have to say it twice? The person doesn't turn to you and say, I heard you the first time. They don't say that. You know, you don't say, it's okay, it's okay. Calm down, calm down. Don't cry, don't cry. You do that, don't you? That's actually an expression of love. It's an expression of intimacy. And that's what Allah Azza wa Jalla has done for His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when He says, "Inna ma'al usri yusra." On a more subtle note, even though it's not so explicitly obvious, it should be mentioned that when you use the nakira form, yusran, yusran, and two times the same occurs. Let me put that in simple words. Al-usr, al-usr, twice. Yusran, yusran, twice. When you put al on something, like the man went to the market, the man was tired. Am I talking about two different men, or is it the same guy? It's the same guy. So since al-usr is twice, the argument has been forwarded that the same difficulty is being talked about, twice. But yusran is nakira. And that actually means a man, and it could be another man. Two different ones. So the difficulty is the same, but the ease that comes with it is one kind of ease, then yet another kind of ease. Some have extrapolated from this, that every time there is difficulty, Allah actually gives two sets of ease. And there's a narration about this too, that's mursal, it's argued whether it's authentic or not, but the Prophet ﷺ, extrapolating from this ayah, reported to have said, with every difficulty, Allah will give two sets of ease, not one. And that's yusrain, because yusran and yusran is twice. I would argue, even though that's an interesting way of looking at the text, and I used to be more convinced of it before, from a purely nahu point of view, the fact that the mubtada is mu'akhar here, it's actually supposed to be nakira. So it's actually the natural form of speech. It's not an unusual nakira. It's the fact that yusran has a tanween on it, it's expected to be that way. So I'm still more inclined towards the first view, Allahu Ta'ala A'lam, and that is that Allah is consoling His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and saying it twice as if this is something he needs to really deeply internalize. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى. And that is so natural and tabi'i, it resonates with the fitrah. When someone is in crisis, they don't need to hear about hope or things are going to get easier once. They need that reinforced for themselves. You know, Allah knows who He created. Human beings need that kind of reinforcement. You know, our state of our logic is not the same as our emotions. When you're studying mathematics, you're not crying. Well, maybe you are because you don't get it. But like, but you know, the language of science or the language of math or the language of logic and reason, that's different language. But the language of human emotion is different. You know, in the language of mathematics, you don't have to say something twice. In the language of science, you don't have to say something twice. But in the language of emotion, you do. And human beings aren't just robots. We don't just, I already told you it's going to be ease, now go. No. It's not like that. It's emotional language. It's loving language. And so these are the kinds of things I'd like to reinforce for all of you, to remind yourself and myself, Qur'an is not a book of rules. Qur'an is not a book of history. Qur'an is the loving word of Allah to us. Like Risalati Rabbi, it's letters from Allah to us. Literally what Allah calls it, letters from Allah to us. Think of it as someone who loves you, who wrote you a letter.